Welcome to Psachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3. So, just a tiny drop of background. The law is that the Karban Pesach, the Paschal sacrifice, was brought for a chabura, a group of people. That means people would pay, and each person would get a kazayis, they would get a small piece of the Karban Pesach of the Paschal lamb. That's called a chabura, or a group of people. So the Mishnah says like this, Shechato, if a person slaughtered the Karban Pesach, shelo la'ochlav. He slaughtered it, and he had in mind that the sacrifice should be for people that were not going to end up eating part of the Karban Pesach. Now, this case means to say that they weren't able to eat. They were a sick person, an elderly person, someone that couldn't chew the lamb, or shelo limnuyav. Somebody slaughtered it for people who were not initially counted or participated in the Karban Pesach. Or to people that didn't have a bris, the Torah teaches us that if a person doesn't have a bris, doesn't have a circumcision, they can't eat the Karban Pesach. Or to a spiritually impure person that is prohibited from eating the Karban Pesach. Puzzle. Then the Karban, the sacrifice, is disqualified and it doesn't work. Says the Mishnah. Let's say a person slaughtered the Karban Pesach and he had in mind some people that could eat it, some people that were able to chew it were able to eat it, and some people who were elderly or sick that were unable to eat it. Or, limnuyav is shalom limnuyav. A person slaughtered it with intention that some people, who were included, had paid, were supposed to be part of the chabura, and some not. Lamulim vilarelim. He had in mind people who had a bris, had a circumcision, and people that didn't have a circumcision. Latameim vilatahorim. He had in mind that the Karban Pesach was to be partially for people that are spiritually impure, and partially for people that are spiritually impure. Kasher, it is considered fit, and it is a good Karban Pesach. Now the Talmud says, how come this is different than the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah said that if a person had in mind that partially that it should be for the Karban Pesach, a Paschal lamb, and partially for a different sacrifice, that it's disqualified. And here we say that if a person had in mind, let's just say for a moment, for someone that's tummy and someone that's tar, someone that's spiritually pure and impure, it is kosher. He says that because there, the thought process of thinking that it's for a separate Karban is an actual psul in the goof. It's a disqualification in the actual sacrifice itself. Here it's just something peripheral. Continues the Mishnah. Shechato kodem chatzos. If a person slaughtered it before midday, pasul. The sacrifice is invalid. Shenemar bein rabbayim, because the Torah says it has to be between the afternoons, which is 6 hours and on. Shechato kodem latamid. The Mishnah says, what happens if a person slaughtered it before the Talmud? We saw previously that there was a daily sacrifice that was offered in the temple and that the Paschal lamb was done afterwards. What happened if a person slaughtered it before kosher? Then b'diavad, if he did it ex post facto, it's going to be kosher, it's going to be fit. However, what one really should have is that they should wait now. So they have to have a fellow that after the animal is sacrificed, is slaughtered, and they've received the blood in a receptacle, before one sprinkles it on the Mizbeach, on the altar, it's appropriate that they should first sprinkle the Dam HaTamid, the blood of the daily offering. So again, if let's say somebody slaughtered it before the daily offering, it's really supposed to be done afterwards, it's valid. However, the best thing would be if they could have someone mixing it, somebody should be mixing the blood so it doesn't congeal, until the blood of the daily sacrifice is sprinkled, and then to do the Karban Pesach's blood, the Paschal lamb sacrifice. Vim Nizrak, let's say a person accidentally sprinkled the blood of the Karban Pesach before the blood of the Karban Tamid, kosher, then b'diavad, if he did it, the law is that it's going to be kosher. Wishing you a wonderful day.